Ballymunta City Centre Core Bus Corridor Preferred Route. Public consultation the 20th of March 20. Contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 St. Margaret's Road to Collins Avenue, Ballymun Road. 2.3 Collins Avenue to Griffith Avenue, Ballymun Road. 2.4 Griffith Avenue St. Moppy Road, Ballymun Road One-Way System. 2.5 Griffith Avenue to Finglas Road, Hearts Corner, St. Moppy Road, Botanic Road. 2.6 Traffic Diversion Route away from St. Moppy Road. 2.7 Glasnevin Village to Ballymun Road. 2.8 Fairfield Road to Prospect Way. 2.9 Prospect Way, Hearts Corner, to North Circular Road, Doyle's Corner. 2.10 North Circular Road, Doyle's Corner, to Arran Quay. 2.11 Interaction with Metrolink. 2.12 Key Changes from the Published EPR. 2.13 Key Facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General Queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next. 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018 to 2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016 to 2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin Area Bus Network Redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4 Journey Time Savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. Pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology. Page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC. Part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes, tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Tauchon Crossing. A Tauchon crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrifon to City Centre, Swords to City Centre, Ballymun to City Centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to City Centre, Lucan to City Centre, Liffey Valley to City Centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Green Hills to City Centre, Talla to Terenure, Kimmage to City Centre, Rathfarnham to City Centre, Bray to City Centre, UCD Ballsbridge to City Centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to City Centre 2, Ballymun to City Centre. Preferred route option description. Section 2, page 7, 2.1 overview. The Ballymun to City Centre Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences on the Ballymun Road at its junction with St. Margaret's Road just south of M50 Junction 4. It is routed along Ballymun Road, St. Maupi Road, Botanic Road, Prospect Road, Phibsborough Road, Constitution Hill and Church Street as far as Arran Quay, where it will join the existing traffic management regime on the North Quays. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in both directions, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations along St. Maupi Road and Botanic Road in Glasnevin. Segregated cycle tracks will be provided along the full length of the route from the northern end to the Royal Canal just south of Hart's Corner in Phibsborough. An alternative cycle route is proposed along a part of the corridor in the southern half from Hart's Corner through Phibsborough to the markets area of the western city centre. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in February 2019. 2.2 St. Margaret's Road to Collins Avenue. Ballymun Road at the northern end. The CBC commences on the Ballymun Road at its junction with St. Margaret's Road, just south of M50 Junction 4. This starting point is located almost 0.5 kilometers further north than the previous starting point at Santry Cross. Between St. Margaret's Road and Collins Avenue, a bus lane, a general traffic lane, and a segregated cycle track will be provided in each direction. 2.3 Collins Avenue to Griffith Avenue. Ballymun Road between Collins Avenue and Griffith Avenue. It is proposed to maintain the existing bus and general traffic lanes in each direction and to upgrade the cycling facilities to segregated cycle tracks. Some small areas of land take will be required for bus stops in a few locations along this section. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. A design revision on the EPR allows for the retention of all traffic movements at the junction of St. Canice's Road and traffic signals will be provided with pedestrian crossings. It is proposed to introduce a right turn movement ban from Hampstead Avenue onto the Ballymun Road. Traffic turning left would not be impacted. 2.4 Griffith Avenue ST, Maupi Road, Ballymun Road one-way system on the outbound arm of this one-way traffic system along Ballymun Road. It is proposed to retain the existing number of general traffic lanes and to provide an additional bus lane and segregated cycle track. On the inbound arm of the one-way system along St. Maupi Road Upper, it is proposed to reduce the number of traffic lanes from 3 to 2, which will allow for the accommodation of a bus lane. It is intended to retain the existing trees on this section of the route, and the proposed cycle track will be located behind these trees where the existing footpath will be narrowed as necessary. On the Griffith Avenue arm of the one-way traffic system, it is proposed to convert one existing traffic lane to a bus lane, which will avoid the need for road widening and removal of all existing trees as previously shown. A contraflow cycle track will be provided in the eastbound direction along this section of road to avoid the need for cyclists to follow the one-way system around the Central Island 2.5 Griffith Avenue to Finglas Road, Hart's Corner, St. Maupi Road, Botanic Road. In the previously published proposals, two alternative arrangements for St. Maupi Road were presented for consultation and feedback. Option A, to divert northbound through traffic from St. Maupi Road to Botanic Road, Glasnevin Hill and Ballymun Road lower through provision of a bus gate on St. Maupi Road at the junction with Griffith Avenue. Option B, proposed widening of St. Maupi Road to provide an additional northbound bus lane, which would entail removal of all the existing mature trees. It is now proposed to proceed with a modified version of option A, which will retain almost all of the existing mature trees along St. Maupi Road. The proposed works along St. Maupi Road between Griffith Avenue and the River Toka will be limited, consisting of additional cycle tracks to be provided behind the existing trees, which will all be retained. To accommodate this, the existing footpath will be narrowed as necessary. The traffic diverted by the proposed northbound bus gate at St. Maupi Road will be directed westward along Glasnevin Hill, Old Finglas Road, Craymore Villas and Griffith Avenue to rejoin Ballymun Road. Some amendments are proposed to the previously published road layout in the southern part of St. Maupi Road as follows. Between the River Toka Bridge and the junction of Botanic Avenue, the existing car parking and trees on the eastern side of the road will be retained. This will require road widening on the western side to accommodate an additional southbound cycle track, with the removal of four existing trees. These trees will be replaced by new trees planted in the adjoining green area. From the junction with Botanic Avenue to the junction with Botanic Road and Fairfield Road, the revised proposals will provide cycle tracks behind the existing trees, which will allow for most of the existing trees to be retained. The existing wide footpaths will be narrowed to accommodate the cycle tracks. In a change from the EPR, there will be a general traffic lane northbound instead of a bus lane. This will avoid the need for local access traffic to reroute onto other local streets. 2.6 traffic diversion route away from St. Maupi Road for northbound through traffic, which will be diverted away from St. Maupi Road by the proposed bus gate at the Griffith Avenue junction. The alternative route will be designated from Hart's Corner at Phibsborough along the Finglas Road. The route will continue along Orbital Route R102 via Old Finglas Road, Toka Estate and Griffith Avenue to join the Ballymun Road over a distance of 3.3 kilometres. This represents an increased length of 1.5 kilometres when compared to the existing direct route along St. Maupi Road. This diversion route follows the most suitable alternative regional roads that can accommodate the diverted traffic. 2.7 Glasnevin Village to Ballymun Road. Additional proposals have been developed for Glasnevin Hill and Ballymun Road Lower. At the junction of Botanic Road, Botanic Avenue and Glasnevin Hill, there will be urban realm improvements to widen the pedestrian areas by narrowing the road junction. In addition to improving the pedestrian arrangements, this will provide an enhanced setting for Glasnevin Village at Glasnevin Church and a row of commercial premises. To the west of St. Maupi Road, a short section of Ballymun Road Lower between Claremont Avenue and Church Avenue will be restricted to a one-way southbound general traffic lane where the road is too narrow for two-way traffic alongside on-street parking, which will now be formalized to accommodate the parking needs of residents. 2.8 Fairfield Road to Prospect Way on Botanic Road. The existing cycle lanes will be upgraded to segregated cycle tracks instead of the previous proposal to remove the cycle lanes to accommodate a northbound bus lane. Using signal control priority, a shorter length of northbound bus lane will be provided at the southern end where the road can be widened at a former industrial premises on the eastern side. Bus priority in the southbound direction will be maintained as shown in the previous proposals using signal control priority. 2.9 Prospect Way, Hart's Corner, to North Circular Road, Doyle's Corner, on Prospect Way. It is proposed to retain the bus lane and reduce from two general traffic lanes to a single traffic lane. This will accommodate a two-way cycle track on the northern side outside of the existing trees, which will be retained. This cycle track will allow cyclists to bypass the Hart's Corner one-way traffic system, and also to link westward to the Finglas CBC. A two-way segregated cycle track will continue along the eastern side of Prospect Road to the Royal Canal, where the cycle route will extend to Royal Canal Bank bypassing Phibsborough Village. This will allow cyclists to circulate around the northern and eastern sides of Hart's Corner fully segregated from traffic. The existing layout with a bus lane and two traffic lanes will be reduced to a bus lane and a single traffic lane along Prospect Road from Prospect Way to Lindsay Road. Between Lindsay Road and North Circular Road, the Phibsborough Road will accommodate a bus lane and a general traffic lane in each direction, but there is insufficient space for cycle tracks. Instead, cyclists can use the Royal Canal Bank route to avoid sharing the bus lane. The existing Northern Railway Bridge on Phibsborough Road will be widened on the eastern side, and a new footbridge will be provided across the Docklands Railway line between Whitworth Road and the Royal Canal. At Cross Guns Bridge, the road layout will be adjusted to widen the footpath on the western side. A new footbridge will be provided over the Royal Canal at Royal Canal Bank to connect the cycle routes at this location. A new bridge will be provided under North Circular Road, where previously there had been an old bridge over the Royal Canal spur to Broadstone. This will allow cyclists and pedestrians to pass under the street and avoid the need for a road crossing. In Phibsborough Village, urban realm improvements are proposed, which will widen the street at the shopping centre on the western side for bus lanes in both directions, wider footpaths and new street trees. Along Phibsborough Road between the Royal Canal at Cross Guns Bridge and Connaught Street, an island will be provided in the middle of the road with a row of new street trees. 2.10 North Circular Road, Doyle's Corner, to Arran Quay. Due to width restrictions south of the North Circular Road Phibsborough Road junction, Doyle's Corner, the northbound bus lane will not be continuous over a short section where signal control priority will be provided on the approach. Further south of this junction, Phibsborough Road will accommodate two bus lanes and two general traffic lanes. Along Constitution Hill, a two-way cycle track will be provided along the eastern side of the street to connect from Western Way and Broadstone to Coleraine Street. This will allow the cycle route to continue southward along quiet streets through the markets area to reach the River Liffey east of Church Street Bridge. At the junction with North King Street, the southbound bus lane will be terminated. Bus priority will be maintained through signal control priority. The southbound bus lane will be reinstated at the junction with Mary's Lane. The proposed CBC will tie back into the existing road network at Arran Quay. 2.11 Interaction with Metrolink. The proposed Metrolink scheme will interact with this bus corridor at five locations: Whitworth Road, proposed Glasnevin Metro Station; St. Malpe Road, proposed Griffith Park Metro Station; and at three locations along Ballymun Road, proposed Collins Avenue, Ballymun Metro Station and Northwood Metro Station. The proposed changes to the street layouts in these locations will be coordinated with the proposed metro stations. 2.12 Key changes from the published EPR. The corridor has been extended further north to St. Margaret Eutradamark Signs Road. This facilitates better public transport interchange between bus and the future metro link in the Glasnevin area. Option A was selected with a northbound bus gate at the junction of St. Malpe Road and Griffith Avenue. This significantly reduces the requirement for road widening on St. Malpe Road, and allows for the retention of trees. During the period of operation of the bus gate on St. Malpe Road, northbound traffic will be directed to Ballymun via Finglas Road, Old Finglas Road, Tokay Estate and Griffith Avenue. A more localized diversion will operate via Glasnevin Hill, Craymore Villas and Griffith Avenue. Enhanced cycling and pedestrian facilities are proposed at Glasnevin Hill, with urban realm improvements planned for Glasnevin Village. Signal control priority is proposed for Botanic Road to give priority to buses and cyclists. Significant urban realm enhancements are proposed for Phibsborough Village from the proposed Glasnevin Metrolink station to North Circular Road. New cycle pedestrian bridge is proposed over the Royal Canal, and new underpass is proposed under North Circular Road. A two-way cycle track is proposed on Constitution Hill with a quiet street treatment linked to the Liffey cycle route in order to improve the cycle network. 2.13 key facts: approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 13 approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 95 approximate number of trees that may be removed. 56 approximate route length. 6.8 km approximate cycle route length. 7.5 km current bus journey time, up to 45 minutes bus connects journey time, 20-25 minutes future bus journey time without bus connects, 55 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project's website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the Core Bus Corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800-303-653 or by email to cbc@busconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.busconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@busconnex.ie. Post Core Bus Corridor Project. National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTAW will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Plenula during Q4 2024 for its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper. National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WW.busconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040, Building Ireland's Future.